Welcome back to American Soundways. Continuing with our story on Niles Jones, here's Welfare Blues, a song that became a hit in Pittsburgh and in Cleveland.
What you women gonna do when the welfare people turn their back on you? I say you check with your caseworker. Lord, how much? She said, I'm sorry, nothing we can do. Let me tell you a little story right here. I sent out a caseworker, come out to check on your children. She wanna know the name of name. There's 13 of them standing in line right there for me. Got different daddies, not now the same. What you women gonna do when the welfare people turn their back on you? I said you check with your caseworker. Lord, how about it? She said, I'm sorry, nothing we can do. Let me tell you something. I said, now, you women supposed to get your welfare check. You run straight downtown. You said, grandmother, keep the children. I'll be right back. Me and old Longshoe going down here in clown. What you women gonna do? Lord, how about it? When the welfare people turn their back on you. I say you check with your caseworker. She said, I'm sorry, nothing we can do. Play a little bit now. People's cut your check off. It make you so mad you wanna cry. Talk about going to the pawn shop and get a shotgun, kill a bartender, call your friends, been signified. What your women gonna do when the welfare people turn their back on you? Lord have mercy. I say you check with your caseworker. She said, I'm sorry. You know something? That woman got to get a job. I mean a job, like work at the mill, old folks home on the corner, Edison Hotel, Summer Avenue.
For the next year, Niles struggled playing bars, coffee houses, house parties, and any place else he could to stay busy and make some money. Then, unfortunately, a year later, the recording studio where Niles recorded My South, My Blues filed bankruptcy, and the master recordings were seized by the bank. Neither Niles nor his producer ever saw a dime for their efforts. Soon after, Niles hit the road seeking better fortune and better luck somewhere else. Although worthy and deserving of legendary status, Niles never quite achieved that level of recognition. Under the pseudonym Guitar Gabriel, Bobby Jones was rediscovered late in his life, but passed away in 1996. Interestingly, bootleg copies of My South, My Blues are currently circulating, and the album has become an international underground phenomenon.
Woo! Put a chain on it! Bow, wow, wow. Get up it! Even bow, wow, wow, I mean you little boo-boo dog. I'm scared of that thing, you're locking up.
One of the musicians that Niles befriended during his brief stay in Pittsburgh was blues guitarist Ernie Hawkins. Ernie still lives in Pittsburgh and is considered one of the leading scholars of the playing style of legendary Piedmont blues artist, Reverend Gary Davis. Ernie and Gary Davis became friends, and Ernie actually studied with him in New York back in the late 1960s. I asked Ernie what it was about Reverend Davis's playing that inspired him.
I heard something in it that was so deep and that touched me so deeply and moved me, and it was just so great. It was such a bright light and such a deep sound And something about him was just unbelievable and remarkable. And I just knew that he was the real thing, let me put it that way.
Okay, that was the mid-60s that you were hanging out with Reverend Gary Davis. And then in the 70s, you moved back to Pittsburgh where you met blues guitarist Niles Jones. How'd that come about?
I was in a music store downtown called Petty's Music on Liberty Avenue. And they knew who I was and what I played and everything. And they said, oh, a guy came in from the hill here. He was looking for strings, and he was played a little bit. He played just like you. And we told him about you, and he gave us his address. Here it is. And so we went out there to see him, had a guitar, and we started playing, bang, zoom. We recognized each other right away, could play all the same stuff. And probably never met a white kid who could do that kind of thing.
Did you guys play gigs together a lot?
Informally, I mean, he was kind of a guy who just kind of rambled through life with a guitar. And so I spent days rambling with him sometimes.
Was there a greatness about Niles?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Definitely was. He's a great player, wonderful singer. He could make up songs. He had a lot of spirit in him and a lot of life in him.
Ernie, I have to tell you, one of my favorite songs of yours is Riding on a Moonbeam, your duet with clarinet player Lou Schreiber. How did you and Lou get together?
I had been looking for kind of a clarinet player or something, somebody who could play jazz and blues, just who could adapt himself to my style. People told me about Lou Schreiber. They kept saying, well, this is the guy. He could play anything. And we finally got together. We did some gigs, which we had a great time. And we're going to do some more, I'm sure.
Well, we're going to finish up here by listening to some of Riding on a Moonbeam. Ernie, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Tripp.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm dreaming of my sweetheart back in Pittsburgh. It's so much fun. I don't want to wake up. I'm going away, riding to Virginia. I'm gone away, I might be back by spring. I'm gone away, riding on a I'm going away, I won't be back till dawn. I'm gone away.
Pittsburgh area has had its share of bands who have made and continue to make significant contributions to the musical landscape. For example, the Jaggers with their 1970 hit, The Rapper. Bruce Springsteen's buddy Joe Grashecki and the Iron City House Rockers. Rockabilly Hall of Famer Chuck Osteen, garage rock veterans The Cynics, The Clarks, Don Caballero, Billy Price, and Bill Deasy.
Is it my curse to always make the good things worse? You were unattainable to me, but then you said, could not shake me from you.
Drummer Chris Franz grew up in Pittsburgh as well. Of course, Chris is known for his work with the Beans and the Artistics. Oh yeah, there was this little band he was in with fellow musician David Byrne called the Talking Heads. And one of the latest in Pittsburgh's long list of local bands is Rusted Root, the hippified jam band World Beat Rockers, who broke through with their 1995 hit, Send Me On My Way.
I would like to reach out my Somebody on. Well, pick me up where golden hair. Best say, best tell you to run. Nobody see me, buddy.
A rising star in Pittsburgh is the artist Sonny. Born into a musical family, she was a seasoned musician at the age of 15, playing piano, saxophone, and trumpet. She eventually took up the guitar and soon discovered that she could sing and write as well. Sonny took her craft on the road to California and then to New York before coming full circle back to her family in Pittsburgh. Among her many credits to date include writing a song for Abra Moore, recording with LL Cool J, and most recently, co-writing a song for an Emmy-nominated PBS documentary. Her music has a beautiful pop-rock sensibility that incorporates percussion and turntables that she likes to call rock hop. Here's the song Didn't Mean It from Sonny.
That can hurt a lot. I've learned so much through these past days, but I pray to make everything okay. And no matter how much I care, I don't think I made it aware. And no matter how hard I try, I know the words burn out. But I didn't mean it that way.
is all I can say. Let me explain. Can you please forgive me? I know you can't make someone love you. All you can do is be someone to love. If it takes years to build up trust, but it only takes a second to destroy us. And no matter how much I care, I don't think I made it aware. And no matter how hard I try, I know the words burn out inside, but I didn't mean it that way. Sorry's all I can say.
Although Pittsburgh's reputation often precedes itself as a smoky, dirty mill town, nothing could be farther from the truth. Pittsburgh continues to persevere through every challenge thrown in its path, economically and culturally. From a town where you once had to turn your headlights on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because of the dense smoke spewing from the mills, Pittsburgh has consistently been placed among the most livable cities in the U.S., been rated nationally as having the best college nightlife, and recently rated by Esquire magazine as the number one city that rocks. Pittsburgh's contribution to the musical landscape of this country is forged in much of the music that we hear, from punk and blues to jazz and standards. If a city's truly defined by what it loves, Pittsburgh will continue to be a vigorous force in the future direction of American music. I want to thank the fine folks of Pittsburgh, as well as Michelle Schacht, Sean Rigg of the Boogie Hustlers, Good Brother Earl, Ernie Hawkins, Kathy Logan and the team at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, Fred Bond and the gang from the Record Attic, Ed Masley, Scott Mervis and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Bill Lawrence, Curtis Miner and the Historical Society of Western Pennsylvania. And a special thanks to the Sprout Fund, Data Blueprints, Price & Adams, Henry Simons, and co-producer Pete Notarangelo. American Soundways is recorded at the Right Track Studios in Pittsburgh. You can find links to many of the bands featured on American Soundways on our website at www.americansoundways.com. Until next time, I'm Trip Clark with American Soundways. Thanks for caring about what you hear.